Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. It is time for another happy hour. As always, drink responsibly if you choose to do so. And as this one comes out, it is Thanksgiving here in the U.S., but we're actually going to talk about a different holiday.
Yeah, we tried to arrange it to be like perfectly in sync, but we just could not get it together enough. But yes.
Yes, we are talking about Life Day. But before we get into that, Samantha, what are you sipping on?
I am keeping it chill and easy because I think I'm just trying to take it easy on myself, talking about this subject, which I understand the context, but the reason behind it, I'm still a little irritated by, because it was one of the worst things I've ever witnessed in my life.
Yep.
Ever. Mm-hmm. So with that, I just stuck to my $4.99 bottle of wine, the Vino Verde.
Ooh.
From Trader Joe's, keeping it light, refreshing, and chill, and pretending like I am not here.
Perfect. Well, I have enough enthusiasm for the both of us, I promise.
You do.
So I am drinking basically a gin and tonic, but I put blue Contro in there, so it's quite blue, Samantha can see.
Yes.
I was going to put grenadine in there, but my grenadine bottle is stuck. It will not open. So it was going to be like a reddish purple color. We're going with blue. Yep. And it's out of my Boba Fett cup that my mom gave me for when I went to college. She was like, you need dishes. And she gave me all these Star Wars dishes. I appreciate it. So yes, we are a bit late on this one, but we did want to talk about it, or I wanted to talk about it, and Samantha is letting me. Life Day is typically celebrated on November 17th, and it's, you know, kind of called the Star Wars holiday, Christmas holiday, I guess. And I wanted to talk about it because I love it. I'm thankful for it. The Star Wars holiday special, it's just given me so much joy. I watched it last night, and I was laughing.
So the first time we decided to watch this was my first run through of all things Star Wars, because yes, I did not watch it until literally 2020, which I would have been 40, about to be 40. And I was like, you know what? Because Annie loves it, because my partner loves it, and because if I don't watch this, I will be forever confused by the many a times we're going to address anything Star Wars related. Let's go ahead. Let's watch all of them. And it did include this. And I watched about half of it, two-thirds of it. I can't remember.
Half, I think.
And I was so disturbed by the entirety of the holiday special. I did miss Bea Arthur.
Yes.
I do feel bad about that part. However, yes. Watching the random, was it porn that the grandpa was watching?
Yes.
Watching the dancers come out of nowhere with I'm level of confusion. The very high Luke, the very high Leia, the very uninterested Han.
Angry. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All of that made up for what is happening. Uh-huh. I've been drinking today. I think it was 1 a.m. at this point. I was like, yeah. Okay, I'm done. And I left. And I'm like, what is going on? And I went to bed because this is what I do. I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. Tapping mm-hmm. out. And I came back, I think like, was it 45 minutes later? And
I don't know.
You guys were rewatching it for the second time. And all I could think was, what is wrong with you? And walked away.
It's a fair question. Most people don't go out of their way to watch it again. I have watched it many, many times.
Repeatedly, yes. But oh my God, the fact that you went to a back-to-back run-through was like, excuse me?
Well, your partner had never seen it before. And he was like, is this a fever dream I'm living? And I'm like, no, it's reality, friend. And I think we got to talking. I think it played again. I'm not sure we actually chose to do it, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's what you'll say. I walked in, I was like, what?
Well,
what?
And at one point, we were watching like the making of The Empire Strikes Back, which was amazing, but we definitely, that was like an autoplay thing. We didn't seek it out. So I think like, it just came on again, and we were like, well,
here we go. Here we are.
Yes.
I will say, though, for any of the specials, and I do want to keep, we're going to go back to Life Day, because that in itself is like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. I will be down for any of the Ewok specials that we watched.
Oh, yes.
I was a fan of those.
Okay. Teek. You really liked Teek.
I really loved Teek. So yes. much.
No, like, so no one much. Listening knows what we're talking about. That's okay. Yeah, so I did rewatch this last night, and I also found Disco Luke recently, which I can't describe. You have to look it up, but it's basically a German special Mark Hamill did where he's dressed up in his gold disco outfit. And I watched it last night for the first time, and I was dying laughing. So I'm making that costume. I'm already working on it. It's going to be like the jewel in my crown of Star Wars Luke Skywalker outfits. And I did want to say recently, a cookbook came out about, I mean, I guess not about Life Day, but most of the recipes in there are kind of Life Day inspired. It's called Star Wars, The Life Day Cookbook, Official Holiday Recipes from a Galaxy Far, Far Away by Jin Fujikawa and Mark Sumerick. And our friend and coworker Holly has been on the show. I was trying to get Instagram ideas, life a day ideas for foods that I can make. And she did not fall through, and she was going through this cookbook. So if you're interested.
The food looks great.
Oh. Ookie
well, not what, no, wait. Not what the Wookiee was making, because I have no idea what was happening there.
The but Bantha
the food
surprise.
That Holly was made looked great. And the drinks.
I think the Bantha surprise is one of the things. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's better from the cookbook than what is happening on the show.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
All right, so briefly, Life Day is a Wookiee celebration of peace, harmony, family, joy, and life, typically held at the Tree of Life on the Wookiee home planet, which in the holiday special is, without explanation, seemingly in the middle of the stars. Anyway, the tree was typically decorated with crystal Life Day orbs. And just like Christmas, there are traditional foods, decorations, and gift-giving practices. The Wookiees wear red robes. And when the Empire enslaved the Wookiee population, it took on another meaning. And when the Empire fell, people across the galaxy started celebrating Life Day. The holiday was first introduced in the Star Wars Holiday Special in 1978, and has since been revisited. The Lego special came out recently.
Right.
Watch on Disney Plus. Though of note, the Star Wars Holiday Special is no longer canon. Disney was like, nope, no, no, no. So it's part of Legends. So the holiday itself exists in both canon and Legends. And I believe Bea Arthur, her character is canon. Some of the things from the holiday special are
so
canon.
They pick and choosing. I'm very confused about this canon thing, but keep going.
Yes. Well, this is also when Boba Fett was introduced, which is probably most people's favorite part of it. And it's really funny to me because you can't watch the holiday special anywhere. Like, you have to search for it. And George Lucas once said if he could destroy every copy with a hammer, he would. But they have pieces of it on Disney Plus. And the one that I'm thinking of is the Boba Fett introduction. So they're like, not the whole thing, but this part. This part's okay. The holiday Star Wars special debuted in 1978. And it's a variety show that really defies explanation. I always tell my friends, just as was told to me, you cannot describe how bad it is. You really have to witness it for yourself to understand. It's bad. It's really bad. And one of my favorite text messages exchange I've ever had, I actually took snapshots of it, was the first time I was watching this and I was texting my friend Katie like, what?
I mean, that's what you can say.
And she was like, yeah, I know. I actually did last Christmas, me and my mom watched this together with my little brother. And it was one of the most fun memories we've made together, in my opinion, in a long time, because it was so funny. And she was just laughing and laughing. She's like, what is this? And I'm like, no one knows, Mom. No one knows. But yeah, so these variety shows were really popular at the time. And I was reading interviews with some of the people who made it, and they're like, no, it was good at the time. I'm like, they are making a documentary about it, which I cannot wait to watch. It features Jefferson Airplane, Cirque du Soleil, the first appearance of Boba Fett, yes, Art Carney, Bea Arthur, a shockingly different Mark Hamill in appearance, a visibly high Carrie Fisher, who sings, a visibly angry Harrison Ford, and some really creepy Wookiees. Because it's centered on Chewbacca's family, his wife Mala, his son Lumpy, and his dad Itchy, and he's trying to get home to celebrate Life Day. But mostly it's just this family. In fact, the first 10 minutes is just them speaking Wookiee with no translation.
No translation.
Nope. According to the creators, yeah, I've heard some people said it was enjoyable at the time, like when they watched on TV. I've heard other people say, like, even as a kid, they're like, what is this? But yes, George Lucas hated it to the point that some people think that's why he financed Empire Strikes Back without a studio. AKA, perhaps the holiday special gave us that amazing movie, so maybe we should be thankful for it. So my big thoughts when it comes to women from this holiday special is, number one, Mala, who is Chewbacca's wife, is underappreciated, and she could do better than Chewbacca.
Oh, justice for Mala, for sure.
Oh, yes. She is at home. She's trying to make these. She's like watching this Julia Child thing and trying to make a fan surprise. She's making the cookies. She's doing all this stuff. And when she has the grandfather who is, yes, watching porn in the living room. And then the son, who I'm sorry, but is really annoying.
Kind of scary looking too. His face
freaky.
Is a meme. His actions are a gif in itself.
Yes. I believe played by a young woman. But yes, she's at home doing all this, and Chewbacca's just never around.
He abandons her.
He does! And you have to think when you're watching these movies, like, I love Chewbacca, sure, but he's got a family at home. He's not ever talking about them or checking in on them.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm filled with rage. Me and a friend, we have a joke fan fiction where Mala, you know, gets attention from Lando. And then, because apparently originally Harrison Ford, Han Solo, was supposed to date a Wookiee. So get some attention from Lando and then later from the Mandalorian. And you got the Mando name, like right there. Mala Lando Mando. See? Makes sense.
Does it?
But yeah. Yes, Samantha. Yes. But yes, we could have had a romantic situation between Han Solo and a Wookiee. So I guess we should also be thankful that that didn't happen.
I don't know. She needed that. I don't I don't know if we should be thankful for us not seeing her getting some affection.
Yeah, You're right. That would have been an interesting triangle, love triangle. And then there's some brief like moments that I just thought were interesting where there's kind of this assumption of he throughout of like, I can't tell if that's just bad writing. Very well could have been, but just sort of always going for he. There is a moment in the Boba Fett part where there's an advertisement for this medication that they need. I know it sounds wild, but yes, this is a plot line in it. And there's a woman in a bikini on the advertisement, which always catches my attention. Of course, the porn is longer than you would think.
Yeah.
And it's, yes, perhaps enough said on that one. And then, yes, Bea Arthur is, in my opinion, the highlight. She is running this bar, this cantina in Tatooine, and she is just so good at closing stuff down. Like, this guy comes into the bar, and he's flirting with her and, like, being really, like, handsy. And she just has, like, a quick comeback for everything he says and is so kind of dismissive of him. Because he thinks that because she says, you know, like, thank you, come back soon, it meant she was in love with him. But she's like, no, I'm sorry for whatever you think that I meant that you think. She's really good. And then just to run this like unruly bar, and she does it so well, and she knows all the names. But then, yes, she also sings for about 5 minutes as she's trying to close the bar down. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I'm glad that she is portrayed as like, yes, this is annoying behavior and she's shutting it down. But it is one of those things where I'm like, wow, this isn't too out of place today. Men being all creepy at a bar. Mm. Yeah, but those are my thoughts. Some of my thoughts. I had to limit my time on this one. On Life Day, the holiday special. A happy whatever you are celebrating. If you're celebrating anything, happy maybe just random day. Who knows? Happy fall.
For some of y'all, happy life snow. Day.
Oh, happy rain. Snow. Happy rain. Happy whatever it is.
If it's unhappy day to you as well, stay inside. Hide if you need to.
Yeah, be safe. Take care of yourself. We love you. We're thankful for you. I was very appreciative this life day of you, the listeners.
Yes.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
And thank you so much for listening. If you would like to write to us, we would love to hear from you. Our email is stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @momstuffpodcast or on Instagram @stephmonevertoldyou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
We are thankful for you, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because Boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.